think there's a very common mindset that people have that my philosophical presuppositions are not driven by religious ideology. So therefore, it's okay for them to be accepted into the public sphere. But your philosophical presuppositions that disagree with mine are driven by a religious ideology. Therefore, they're not welcome in the public arena. You see this, you know, for example, in things like as more and more local public libraries have been having drag queen story hour. And when people object to this, people say, oh, well, you have to keep your religious objections to yourself because that's the separation of church and state. Well, the idea that a drag queen is an inherently good thing, the idea that it's morally positive, or with a lot of this gender identity stuff, the idea that people have an inner gender that's not made up of matter, it's not biological in nature, it's not something you can look at under a microscope, is entirely a philosophical concept. Whether it's an organized religion or not, it's born out of a religious worldview. And how one religiously views the concept of what it means to be human and what it means to be male and female. So, for example, the idea that everyone, say, has a right to health care, the idea that everyone, that we should care for everyone and his body. So that's a perfectly acceptable religious principle to bring into the public square if the conclusion is, therefore, you support the policies that I like. But anything else that's born from a Christian view, such as the dignity of human life, sanctity of marriage, things of that nature, suddenly that's not acceptable. There's a great amount of picking and choosing and a great amount of hypocrisy on that point.